Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, some of the ticket texts coming in here. Because a couple of parents are in vocal support of their son, it means U of M compliance is doing something wrong. U of M's in a no-win situation. Oh, my Lord. Some of you are just so stupid. It defies logic. You're right. We can't ask questions. You're right. When the Atlanta Journal-Constitution writes a major piece on it, you're right. You're right. We should just ignore it. They do everything right all the time. And as they say in the Lego movie, everything is awesome. Everything's cool when you're part of a team. I need to go to a planet where people like this don't exist, and I just don't have to broadcast to them. Like, I'm a Spartan. I had the best 4 years of my life at Michigan State. But I never put myself in a position where my school does everything right. I don't think that way. I don't work that way. Maybe I'm too cynical. Maybe I'm just a bastard. Right? But I don't get people like you. I'm talking about Mark D'Antonio losing his job this fall if this offense isn't fixed and they don't at least get to 9-3. And yet I broadcast to people like you who can't fathom even the remote possibility that their school didn't do something right. That is astonishing to me. It really is. It's astonishing. Why you would ever choose to live that way. It just is truly remarkable to me. And I got to be honest, it makes me hate you. And I don't even know you. Like, I hate your thought process. I hate everything you're about. Because you remind me of, like, these idiots in this country that just blindly support a political party. Both sides of the aisle. You can't agree with everything all the time. Doesn't work that way. That's not life. Like, I always love Spartan fans who get mad at me and they go, well, he's the greatest coach in the history of the school. I don't care. That doesn't mean he can't have a bad Saturday afternoon or do a bad job of hiring or firing or recruiting or in-game decision-making. Like, I can't imagine living in a world where, oh, it's perfect. Nope. It's not possible State does something wrong. I mean, like, it's here. Here, you want an example? I'll give you an example. Let me show you the world I live in. So I had this as like a D-list topic, but Michigan State announces 2019 football game day initiatives. Now, let me tell you what a collection of half-assed, half-measure, happy horse bleep this is. Because I've already told you. I think we got a no-show AD. I don't think Beekman knows what the hell he's doing. I think he's a yes man. I don't think he's a major market AD. And I've already told you, I think Michigan State's game days for football, they have basically attacked their fan base for the better part of a decade. They have made it impossible for students to have a good time. They've kicked students off of campus, basically tailgating. They've made it impossible for alumni to enjoy themselves with restrictions and rules. And the actual process of getting into Spartan Stadium, much less enjoying a game day there with rancid hot dogs and incapable concessions and, I don't know, something about peeing into a trough that just really doesn't resonate with me at 38 years old. They're garbage. I mean, it's a garbage product. So when I read this, it's frustrating. Talk about Michigan State opening the season. Quote, enhancing the fan experience continues to be a priority for Spartan Athletics, said Bill Beekman. In the offseason, we developed several new initiatives covering areas such as tailgating, concessions, team introductions, and in-game entertainment, all with the intent to provide a better experience to our fans. Really? Continue to provide? How about try starting it? Banner graphics honoring each of MSU's 86 first-team All-Americas will be displayed throughout the concourse. Don't care. A Gruff Sparty selfie station. A mural in the North Concourse highlighting some of the top plays in Spartan history. Spartan fans will also notice new field-level LED boards placed on both the north and south end zone walls. All right, not a total fart noise, but are we going to do anything to make the actual stadium not look like a prison? No? Okay, we'll move on. Fans of all ages have the opportunity to participate in activities prior to each home game. The Meyer Fan Fest at Munn Field in front of IM West. They also have a tailgate show by a radio station, I'm not saying their name, hosted by a guy, I'm not saying their name because I'm not giving a free plug, broadcasting live. Yes, standing out at Munn Field and watching a pregame radio show. Oh, the excitement coursing through my veins. Hungry and thirsty Spartan fans lining up to purchase concessions will be able to keep track of the action while waiting in line on one of 55 TV monitors that have been installed. Wow. Welcome to 2000. You mean 2019's the year that we get television while we miss half a quarter to get ice-cold hot chocolate? And I'm not talking about the hipster hot chocolate that's intentionally cold hot chocolate that you would pay $8 for in a Dumbo or Williamsburg cafe. I'm talking about ice cold hot chocolate because MSU has the worst concessions of any high school in America. But this right here speaks to what a Mickey Mouse garbage operation MSU's football program and athletics are. You ready for this? A new concession item makes its debut this year, sure to be a fan favorite in 2019. It's Ben's Soft Pretzels. These Amish-inspired gourmet soft pretzels will be available outside of Section 8. Well, hooray, Mr. Beekman.
That sounds great.
Wow. Hooray indeed.
Love
you mean to
pretzels.
Tell me that fans that end up with a sore ass from the school sexing them up for cash get a whole new, one new item?
Wait a minute, though. But like, is it actually a soft pretzel? Or is it, I mean, because if it's actually going to be a soft pretzel, that sounds kind of interesting. I might go up there for that. When's the last time you actually got a soft pretzel at a venue?
The answer would be never.
All right, so I'm just saying, so that sounds...
Yeah, you're right. In a stadium that, well... Who are we kidding? We don't sell out games anymore.
Well, yeah,
but
no.
Even at 60,000 people, 70,000, you have one pretzel stand outside of Section 8, and you have the church bells between your legs to act like that's a major initiative? How about adjusting tailgating times? How about not handing people tickets for having a cigar? How about you stop the extortion with the parking lots? How about you treat people like adults? How about you don't give police-level friskings going into the stadium? How about you allow re-entry so people can go back to their tailgates and still come back? How about you update a bathroom, Billy? Why don't you go pee in a trough? Enjoy the splashback on your slacks. It's disgusting. Hey, here's an idea. You bilked people out of millions for those video boards. Here's a word I want you to learn. Replay. Because you don't show them. What's the point of the best video board in America when you don't even see a replay? But that's all right. Let's take another trip on the Fly Lansing scoreboard where you tell us about a game that's been over for 4 hours that everyone has on their phone. Don't get me started on real Wi-Fi. Don't get me started. You've got 100-year-olds on oxygen tanks operating your concessions. These poor bastards, they can't even stand up straight, and you got them serving hot dogs. They can't do it. They're too old. Oh, but they're volunteer. Get out. Outsource the concessions. Act like a big boy. Give your people concessions. You're serving the same hot dogs that have been there since Nick Saban wore a turtleneck and glasses in 95. It's disgusting. I wouldn't serve Spartan Stadium concessions to my worst enemy. This is offensive to me. This is every reason I don't have tickets anymore, because you're a joke. You treat your people like garbage. Ben Soft Pretzels. Roll up a soft pretzel and go put it where it don't shine. Available outside of Section 8. There. There's a lesson on how to view the world in a realistic prism. I don't give a damn I went to school there. I don't give a damn I love the school deep down. They operate like a lemonade stand. Call it. Spades are spades. You want to live in your marshmallow land where Michigan does nothing wrong? Do it. But it ain't this radio show. And I don't operate that way. Not with my school, not with yours. I'm tired of people getting ripped off in East Lansing. And I'm tired of them ruining the game days there. It is the worst game day atmosphere in the Big Ten. The worst. I've been to more entertaining wakes with a dead guy in a box. It sucks. Bill Beekman, Game Day Initiatives. Get out. The audacity to act like these are progressive moves. Get lost. It's a beautiful day. Shut up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.